A main theme of the Jewish festival of Sukkot is unity. One way we can see this is from one of the Jewish commandments for the festival. A citron fruit, a frond from a palm tree, myrtle twigs, and willow twigs are all waved while they are touching each other in a unified way. Hasidic teachings explain that each of these four species of plants has either a form or a manner of growing that represents the principle of unity. The world as a whole was created by God in a way that shows many differences and much disunity, which seems to be the very opposite of God's unity. The message of Sukkot, on the other hand, is unity in this world. How is this accomplished? By a person rising above the created nature of the world through actively submitting to God's unity. When separate parts of the world and of the world's population are united to serve God according to His will, then the physical reality of the world is elevated spiritually, and it becomes a path for more people to connect with God's unity. This reveals the underlying unity that God has temporarily concealed within His creation. The festival of Sukkot therefore hints to the future fulfillment of the prophecy in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, that all people will call upon the name of God to serve Him with one consent, and the prophecy in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, that God shall be king over the entire earth. In that day, God shall be one and His name one. These prophecies will be fulfilled with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. As specified in the Torah, the observance of Sukkot is for 7 days. Therefore, Sukkot is connected with the physical world that God created in 7 days. The Torah tells us that in the service for Sukkot, during the days of the Holy Temple, the number of animals that were sacrificed to God decreased steadily, with one less every day. This gives us a message that we should work on steadily reducing our bad tendencies until all that is left is a minimal amount, and then our inherent good nature will be the majority force in our life. Through your learning and observance of the Torah's Noahide Code, this is truly something that you have been accomplishing in the world. I would like to conclude with a message about the inner meaning of the Noahide movement. In our days, many Gentiles feel drawn to search for personal closeness to God. Blessed be He. This closeness can be achieved in truth through study of Torah sources that teach authentic knowledge of God and His will for mankind, and bring this knowledge close to a person. To make a lasting effect, this must also be combined with development of proper behavior and character traits that are appropriate for an upright person. Striving in these ways will bring the person to actually reveal and maintain the image of God in which he was created. By doing this, a pious person can elevate himself to become a servant of God. For this reason, the book of Psalms teaches the person to know God in all your ways.